This week's parasha, Parashat Kisavoy. It's always interesting to find some halachas which you do not expect in the parasha that are hidden in the parasha. So we have in the middle of the parasha, we have the Arurim. The 11 Arurim, they stood in between the mountains. The Levim stood between the mountains. They faced one mountain, Har Grizim. They said a bracha, they faced Har Evil. They said a klolo, they said 11 arurim, the Torah quotes. And the last arur is arur asher lo yakim es divrei hasayra azois la asois oisam. Arur for someone's not going to keep the Torah. So Rashi learns, Pashtis, says Rashi, kan klolo as klolo Torah kula. The whole Torah is included. Vekiblu alem be'olo v'shvua, they accepted it with a shvua to keep the Torah. That's what Rashi learns. The Ramban brings a different explanation, comes to argue. And then he says, he ends with the following explanation. V'li nire, says the Ramban. The one we talk here about, the Sheyokim Satoru Azois, ala chazon she'enu makim sefer toyra ala tzibur, la rois p'nek savoy lakoyel. The chazon doesn't show, meaning the chazon talking about the magbiya, picking up the sefer Torah, not showing the writing of the sefer Torah to everybody. Here is the mitzvah to do hagbe. You learn, you read the sefer Torah, you pick up the sefer Torah, and you show. Obviously, it's a different minhagim, Ashkenazim, and the Sephardim. But at the end of the day, there's a mitzvah to show the sefer Torah to the tzibur.
Where is this?
Where's the Ramban?
Oh, the Ramban is saying it.
Yeah, the Ramban is saying it on Perek. Chavzayin Pasuk Chavav.
Where does it get it from the Pasuk?
Because it says Sheyakim. Asher lo yakim is Divrei Torah Azos.
Is wearing lakim as
Liv. Yeah, Liv Divrei Torah Azos. He brings Kamoshi Refers from Sechet Soifrim. He brings the Mishnah from Sechet Soifrim. Shemagbiim Yisoyim Marim Pnei Kivosa Lakol. You have to pick up this material and show it to everybody. Lakol Ha'am Oyimdim Liminu L'Smoilo Yumachzir L'Fon L'Achor. You turn it around. It's a mitzvah to see this return and choya. This is a story of Shemitzvah Yisrael. That's what it says. So Rabban brings there's a mitzvah. You have to show the sefer Torah and every sheikh kriya. Now, which is the horror as we start is the Torah says Arush Shelo Yakim. Let's say the Torah says it's divrei Torah. You know, just the words to fit to the drash of the Ramban. You're saying like Rashi, you're not keeping the Torah. I tell you, the Torah tells you. But you're talking about showing the Torah to the tzibur. So, keep it as a Torah, not picking up the Torah. What is divrei Torah? So, Ara, maybe we'll answer it as we go through, as we follow through. The Ramban says, but reminding when he quotes the Sefer Masechet Sofrim, he adds a word over here. That what is the tzibur doing hagbe? You pick the Sefer Torah, you do a hagbe, and what does the tzibur need to do? The Torah need to do is li'oi sachtav ve'lichroya. You have to bow down. V'lo'i ma'ar zoi sator shesom yishuvrei zoi. My heart doesn't say to point the finger or the pinky. It doesn't say it. It says you see the letters, you bow down, and you say zoi sator. You bow down in front of the Torah. The Sefer Emes Liakov. It's on Minhagei Sefer Torah for the Ma'aril Gaza. Goes back also to Rishonim. He brings a discussion if you could bow down to Sefer Torah. And he brings the name the Shilta Giborim in Kiddushin that you now are bowed down to Sefer Torah. Because Sefer Torah, bowing down to Hashem, you bow down to Hashem, but you bowing down to Sefer Torah, that's not bowing down, it's only an instrument that gives you the Torah, but it's not the Torah itself, it's actually, you know, the Akash Bogu himself. So therefore, you're not allowed to bow down. So there's a big discussion really in the Rishayim, do you bow down or not? The Maaseh, one of the riyas that he brings, when you say Brich Shmei, so what do you say? The Sagina Kamei, Umi Kamei Dikar Oyraisei. You bow down to Hashem, and you bow down in front of the Yoker of the Torah. Mashmoz, Pash, Pshat means you bow down to the Torah. So the Chur you see from here, the idea that you do bow down to the Torah, that's a discussion here in the Rishayim, do you bow down on that? So I just want to say, just to before we get to the Halacha Lamaisa, I saw here the Sefer Kemoto Likhi, brings the name of Chasho Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the Rishim Kol Torah, one of the Rishim is a Kol Torah, he brings a beautiful idea of what's exactly the Machlekes. And he's toiling with the following thing. We have a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim discusses that when a person does a neder, he has to have in mind that he's doing a shvuah, not a neder, shvuah. He has to have in mind that he's nishba in something which is significant. Nishba b'shem Hashem. Nishba is something which is equivalent to that. You can't just do shvuah on something, I'm nishba on this microphone that I'm not going to eat. You need to have something that will be meichel the shvuah. The Gemara discusses what happens if a person does a shvuah on a sefer Torah. The Gemara brings two braises. One braise says, "Haneidu b'toyer loyer maklum." The interpreter says it doesn't work. Then the Gemara says, "It depends if you said neider ba or v'mashikos of ba. Are you talking about the Torah? Are you talking about what was written in the Torah? Dipping your source in the Gemara." And the Gemara says, "Really depends. One of the ways to say it, it depends if it's sitting if machto a raisa or if the Torah is on the floor, meaning it's not being held by anybody." Or he's holding it on his hand. And the Gemara brings other gesuris. It could be Ibai Seimo, even if it's other kaga, depends what he said. Or even if it's in his hand, depends what he said. But the Gemara says there's two ways to sue a shvuah and a sefer Torah. The question is, what does the person's mind mean? Is he talking about the gvili? He's talking about the parchment on the paper. Or he's talking about the actual, what's written in the sefer Torah. We have to figure out what the person means. So based on the gears of the Gemara, either when it's on the ground, he means the parchments. When someone's holding it, he means the words. Or even when he means, depends what he says. The Gemara brings different opinions to us. One case is that a person, when he's nishba and sefer Torah, he's referring to the cloth. And when he's talking about what's in the sefer Torah. If he's talking about what's in the sefer Torah, then it's a good shvuah. Why, when he says what's in the sefer Torah, it's a good shvuah? So the Ran says over there, "Reishah b'toyer lo maklum de nokel yodei," because he brings one of the gesuris. "Amashka subot v'ayim kayomim." Why says the Ran? "The daite askoros shibo." He's referring to the Shem Hashem. In this return, he's brought down Shem Hashem many times. So what he means to say, "I'm noyde b'shem Hashem. I'm nishba b'shem Hashem. Nishba b'shem Hashem is good." That's what he means. Bo means that every word in the Torah. He means Shem Hashem. But if not, that's a Rambam, and many other Rishonim learn the same way. The Rambam, now, according to the Rambam, the Nishba, because we're talking about the words, so the Chorin bring, what happens if it's Nishba on a Sefer Torah? What happens if it's Nishba on a Chumash? Or in a Siddur even? So, the same thing, you have Shem Hashem in it. So you Nishba on the Shem Hashem, which is written in it. If I'm talking about what's written inside, and part of what written it says, Shem Hashem, then it works. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam brings, when you do a Shavua, he says, the famous, he says, if a person is Nishba b'kisvei HaKodesh, chela Nishba b'novim min anivim, does Shavua novim anivim, oi b'ksav b'kisvei HaKodesh, av b'shei kavaros el mishi shalach novi, he's referring to HaKodesh Bohu. Now, send the novi, or the mishitzil b'chtav zeh ein the Shavua. Then the Shavua. That's what he brings. That's Perek Yud Beis Yechashvus Halacha Gimel. Halacha Dalet says the Rambam Amed V'Ramorim B'Shakis V'Hakodesh. Avla Nishbo B'Toyro. If he does a Shvu in Toyro, in Nishbo Moshe Kosubo Daito Laskorois. Finish B'Stam Daito Lagvil V'Enkan Shvu. So says the Rambam, when you're talking about the Toyro, he has also the words Askoros, meaning you're referring to what's written in the Toyro. And therefore it works. But if not, in some cases you're referring to the parchment, if you're talking to the cloth, it's not part of it. So the Ravid right away attacks the Rambam. What's the difference between the Torah and the Navi? Maybe the Ravid doesn't mean the same question referred to before, but for what we need for this short shir, we'll use the Ravid as the one who says, if you hold, you're going based on what's written inside. Every Navi is also written inside. So what do you want? Mind of community between Sefer Torah and the Navi. That's what the rabbi answers.
There's no Shem Hashem.
There is Shem Hashem in the Novi. Of course, there's Shem Hashem. Yeah. Plenty.
Is Shem.
The name of Hashem is mentioned many times. Yud Kei Vav is mentioned the whole time, right? The whole time. And the only place that you don't have Shem Hashem is in Megillah Esther. Megillah Esther is the one sefer that doesn't have Shem Hashem. But have you ever seen Shem Hashem? So if you have Shiva Shem, why it doesn't work? That's what the Rebbe is asking. If you're talking about Shiva Shem, that's what I was asked. Again, the Rebbe itself, what exactly it means, you could be Me'ayin. But that's the question on the Rebbe. So say he brings here this Rosh Hashiva. So I think which is something I think that fits very much Ramash Emstick. So the Rambam here is teaching us. He's not referring to the Shem Hashem. He's referring to what he said before. When he spoke about a Navi, he says, Navi doesn't work. Even if what? Even though you had in mind, meaning the Rambam is not referring to the Shem Hashem mentioned in the Torah. The Rambam is referring to without talking to the one who, so to speak, made the Torah, wrote the Torah, that is expressing himself in the Torah. Says by Navi, even though Akash Baruch Hu sent the Navi, Akash Baruch Hu was Mitzavah Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh, Ksuvim, but at the end of the day, Hashem didn't write it. The Navi wrote it. And the Ksuvim was written by the Hachikas Agdaila. They wrote it. It wasn't a Hashem himself. It wasn't written Legam Mebidei Shemayim. Masha'inkin, the Torah itself was written by Hashem. It was Ksuva Be'eshchag Be'eshlevana Abdin Shalayim, and the Rabban himself says at the beginning of Chumash that really the Torah itself, Kol HaTorah Shmoyis Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah itself is, if you reorder, put it in a different order, the words of the Torah, what do you have over here? Shmoyis Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is Shmoyis Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that's what Rambam means, Askar Shabbat. It means. It means every word which is an expression of Hashem in the Torah. Because everything was written by Hashem, it's everything expression of Hashem. It's in the Ramban, it's even Shem Hashem over here. The Torah is written as Hashem himself expressing himself, so to speak, through the Torah. But Sheikin Ibim Iksuvim, it's not expressing himself via the Navi, it's coming. Hey, you can be retired to it. Well, the famous Shnickel, surely this kid brings it, but it's brought down way before. The Navi, he understands, every Navi understands the Nebu a different way. And the way he understands it is his own das. He's writing his own words. The Torah is Moshe Pia Gvura. It's Hashem himself talking. So the Sefer Torah is an expression of the words of Hashem, Sheikar and Navi. That's what it's in the Rama. The other Rishayim that argue, the Ram, he learns, no, you. Tell you what, the Torah itself is not. I'm not treating it that way. I'm treating it that scorchingly. So he wants to say, maybe it's a little bit of a stretch, but just to put things together, that could be the machlekes. Do you bow down to Sefer Torah or not? If you hold the Sefer Torah as an expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have your all Shemesh Kadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. Of course, you bow down to it. But if you say no, the Sefer Torah has some Shem Hashem in it. But the Torah itself, you don't treat it that way. You treat it the way we are able to read it. So you don't bow down to Sefer Torah. Bow down to machlekes. Lamai, so what are we passing? So Ramban is saying it's already Masechet Sofer. The Mishnah Masechet Sofer, which is the Masechet Tzachtavis that we have in the end of Sefer Seder Zeroyim, Seder Nezikin, says over there, the Feirish. So you open this Torah, Shemitzik la'anoshim, la'anoshim liris aksav, v'lichroya, v'loyim ha'azoy z'tosh somo shivnim ne'Yisrael. Teresh HaTamimo says, Shemitzik la'anoshim. And the Bishesif, just going down through the sequence of Halacha, the Bishesif quotes this Ramban, where he brings the Ramban in Parshat Kisavi, he brings this Masechet Sofer, and he brings in Nemi al Rishayim, and then he says that the Ramban, Pirushatur, Parshat Kisavi, to do it, and that's what we pass in Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufla Madal, in Archaim, it says that, Shemitza Kol Anoshim, Anoshim Nira Seksav Lichroya, Veloy Mezoy Satoiro, Torah Shemimon, Nagos Kerachash Kratoiro, there's an Inyan to be Korea. And that's the mitzvah, that's what we do it, and we treat it like the Ramban says, the Ramban Lishitos, so Ramban brings it in this Chumash. So he said, Toyo, Ramban has always said, Kol Toyo is Shvoyz Shakal Jibuch. So it's very fitting that you Korea Mishtachat to the Toyo. So this is a halacha, someone once asked me, we don't see people Korea to the Toyo. It's Mefeirish Halacha Shukhanach. Right? Lira is Aksava, the Choya, he brings it, the Mishnah Brewer says, do you say this a Torah when you see the Ksav? Don't say it before. But there's a Kriya. Everybody's very busy with the pinky, right, to show the pinky to the Torah. That's not brought down. The Kriya, you have to be Mishtakel with the Torah. That's the Kriya. That's something which is brought down. It comes out. That's already a Makor. The Ramban brings in a Chumash. That's the mitzvah. Or Shliokim, the Torah Azois, is the person that you have to do a Hagbe. That's part of the mitzvah. Everybody who sees the Torah should be kremi shtachave. That's the cover of the Torah. That's the chiddush that comes out from this week's Pasha Lalach.
How come
we talk? I don't know. I don't have a reason. Maybe. We finish the Shulchan Aruch. You know, we pass on Shulchan Aruch. That's what.
How did the Galila change between Sfarad and Ashkenazi?
So it's a machlek. What? I mean, you hug him?
Yeah.
Like any other minhag. I mean, it's coming there. Ramah already brings it from way before. He says, if you do it before, after. That's one of it. The spiral member, they have a weight and a sutur is in, right? They have the box. So it's a whole different thing. What do you say about that? First one. No, that's the other one. Sachazan. Show you blood. Something else. And Limire. That's a different shot.
Go ahead.